right now on VFN TV. We heard a prophetic word given by Pastor John Kilpatrick in 2017. Well, today we're going to see that word come to pass about people being hungry for the truth. We're also going to find out the real deal between what took place on Gaza, between Israel and Gaza. And we're going to find out about this brand new movie, Roe versus Wade. The truth is being told. Dr. Arvita King will be here and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Man, I'm doing good, but yes. I heard that you took a picture with Bubba Watson. Talk to me about that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can see this. You know, Bubba Watson just won a particular event called the Travelers Championship, and he won top place. They gave a $6 million purse, I think, for the whole thing.
Really?
But I'm like, that's an expensive purse. But it wasn't a purse. It's actually money they gave away. And he got a $1.26 million prize.
Man, I'm so happy he's on the Gulf Coast.
Yes, he's in the Glory Zone. If you ever get a chance to come and visit the Glory Zone, the Gulf Coast in the state of Florida, you know, you want to go to the Bubba's Sweet Spot.
Yes.
Bubba's Sweet Spot. And the Heavenly Hazelnut Ice Cream will change your life as you know it. You can't have it all the time. And don't eat it late at night because it'll keep you awake for a long time. But, yeah, I was excited about, you know, seeing him because he's a Christian. Mm-hmm. You know, we always talk about, you know, making our impact in our mountain. And that's, you know, sports really is an entertainment mountain. It's hard for athletes to understand that they're entertaining us. But, you know, basketball, football and all.
They work hard at that entertainment.
Yeah, and that's important. And he's like a bright light for God.
Yeah, he is.
You know, and he's also, you know, has a lot of different businesses, but he's part owner of the Wahoos in the Gulf Coast area, city of Pensacola.
Car dealership, what, too?
Yeah, oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Don't forget about the car dealership. Always talks about that in a different area, a different city, Milton, I believe it is. But we want to say congratulations to Bubba Watson, and we appreciate your stand for God, and he's just a good man, you know, just, you know, good in the context, authentic.
Yes.
That, and don't miss the sweet spots on Palo Fox Street. It's right across from the Bodacious Olive.
Downtown Pensacola.
You can have the best cappuccino. You have to come to America. You have to come to Florida. You got to come to the Glory Zone. And some of the things that the Lord has told us and shown us is that you are going to be coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The four winds are going to be coming and bringing you in because God is going to be doing something powerful on the Glory Zone in America, and he's going to be imparting things to you, and then you're going to get it, what God's doing, and you're going to carry it back to your nations and to your communities, and it's going to be exciting. Make sure you know where we are on the map.
That's right. Look us up.
Because you want to be a part of what God's doing. I've literally seen, you know, what's taking place. I remember walking in the midst of it prophetically in a dream, and all the nations were there, John. Mm. And there's like this holy hush. Because when the presence of God, the glory of God's there, it's just, we're all family, right? And we're all created by God. Yeah. And we just know it's okay to be quiet. And it was just awesome. But there's just different nations and all that. And your nation was there too. So don't miss out. Listen, when God is doing something, don't wait for it to come to you. What God's doing, just dive into it. And what happens is when God's moving and there's a porthole open up and the heavenlies and his angels are ascending and descending and shifting cultures and nations and all, you want to be right in the middle of that downfall of what's taking place.
You talk about that holy hush. I remember seeing the same thing. I was walking through this outpouring of spirit. There were so many people. Mm. I mean, jammed packed. There were even people sitting on the floor. But there was such a hush and a reverence for the presence of God. People were packed in like sardines, but they were just happy to be in his presence. And it was just a beautiful thing. Every tribe, people singing, worshiping different languages. Packed in, but they were so
sounds like Revelations, right? Every tribe, tongue, and also I remember seeing this part of it too. Maybe you've seen, let us know, you comment below. We want to hear about what God is telling you about what he's doing in this day, and the outpouring and the glory outpouring and the great awakening and everything that he's doing and going to do. But another thing that he showed me was and we weren't even talking about this, but we're talking about it now is that you know, this one particular man I saw in this vision was, if he's from South America, and if everybody knows him in South America, so he's like a real famous man, And, you know, everybody would want his autograph and want to spend time with him. They, you know, they knew about his career.
Dream?
Yes. And it's, I believe it was the Entertainment Melton where he worked. But what God showed me was he was running a camera, John, in the presence of God, because you have so many things going on, but you got to run cameras. I mean, camera men and women are so important. Without them, we couldn't even get this to you right now. It's amazing how important
it's
they
beautiful.
Are. And so he was running a camera, somebody who's the top of the heap in South America, came to the glory zone, and he was just grateful to be in the presence of
God.
And instead of, you know, thinking about himself and opportunities, like, I just want to serve. And so he's sitting on a camera, one of those cameras you could sit on, it's like a seat, and you can crank it like a crane and go all over the place. It was just amazing to see that. So no matter, I don't care if you're the leader of your country, I don't care if you're part of the parliament of your country or part of the Senate or Congress or whatever, or you're a housekeeper at a local school. God wants to touch everyone. Mm. So get your expectancy up. You can find out more about this, you know, on the VFN Torch. You know, type in things about the glory zone and revival and the outpouring. And, you know, we came out of the Brownsboro revival that took place, started Father's Day of 1995. And as a matter of fact, we're fixing to go in a couple of days and spend some time with Pastor John Kilpatrick and with a lot of other ministers coming in. And I'm telling you, God's going to do it again, and it's going to be bigger than ever before.
I'm so excited about what you're saying, because even there's some of you that's thinking, you know, oh, that's wonderful, that's great, but maybe I've missed my time. I don't know. How can I be a part of it? When the glory falls, and it's going to fall, and when the outpouring happens, everybody's going to want to serve. There's something on the inside of you that says, I just want to be a part, God. What can I do? I remember I was just so happy to be a doorkeeper, an usher.
Right.
If I could just hold the door that period of my life, you know, during that Brownsboro revival, I was so happy to do that.
Because, and now you're here. Think about it. You're willing to hold a door, and now God said, I want you to be on national television, right? International television.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, I want to encourage you to, I'm thinking about this, because quite often people think that, you know, God brings in a huge revival or a great awakening because people became so holy and perfect. Mm. And the reality is, it's normally because we've gone astray and we're dry and we're you know, got injured or whatever it is. And God comes in and that's what revival is. He revives us from that place. So if you're angry, you don't know why. I used to be able to be just happy about everything and you were free, but now maybe you've been hurt. Maybe, you know, a passion denied, perverts. Maybe your passion got all twisted up in some stuff, or maybe, you know, hope deferred makes the heart sick, and you're just, you know, you quit hoping, and you're perfectly set up for revival. Understand? I remember Father's Day 1995. We told more details about this, and you can find it on the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. But we were at wit's end, you know, where we were, and we were not deserving, you know, something happening, but God chose, what do you not truly believe because of Pastor John Kilpatrick crying out, and he was pointing us, you know, to revival and telling us what he's seen, but we were so disconnected because we didn't see what he saw, and we did, you know, followed his leadership, and then even his heart got sad in wanting to see it take place, but it was at that one point, you know, where he thought, you know, he just didn't care anymore, so you get the point. He did care. But, you know, you're just so out of it. His mother just passed. He's a man of excellence and high character and always just
integrity
and just a good person, a very good person. But, you know, he's Jesus, like all of us, he would tell you that. But it was at that point, almost against his will, because he was willing it all along.
Sure.
But once he got to the point where, you know, whatever, God showed up and just kissed him and blessed him and he went out under the glory of God. You know, Steve Hill was there ministering, and Steve Hill came, and Steve Hill was going to speak that night. And Pastor Kilpatrick was going to speak that morning, and he only came in because there was one particular man. He was a single father, and it was Father's Day, and he was going to get the award. And that good heart he has to come in.
He's going to show up
only
anyway.
For that.
Wow.
It was to come in, and we were in the parlor that morning, we're going to pray for him. We had a little small group, you know, Promise Keepers group, and we were going to go in and pray for him. And
we pray for Pastor Kilpatrick.
Pastor Kilpatrick that morning, and, you know, he was at that state, and he just pointed at Steve Hill, who was on fire. He says, pray for him, you know, pray for him. And he was looking out the window, and maybe that's you. Maybe you're looking out the window right now and you're thinking, how do I get out of here? Mm. I mean, think about this. Maybe you're thinking, what you preach for all these years, you literally have said to yourself, is this a sham? Is this real? I mean, you know, what am I saying? And the enemy's coming in, causing you to doubt everything you've ever done, everything you ever said. I'm not saying this was Pastor John Kilpatrick. I'm just saying this is maybe you. And then you're just thinking, but it wasn't. You're just under oppression and attack by the enemy. But I'm telling you, God's going to deliver you. He's going to set you free. You know, a revival's coming because God loves you. God wants to kiss you and revive you. He wants his outpouring. He's going to come in a special way. And the moment, I don't care if it's a plane, train, jet, backpack, hiking, camels, ever how you can get to what God's going to do, I want you to get there. And what he showed us specifically, it's going to happen all over the world, but he also showed us the glory zone is going to touch, which is the Gulf Coast region, almost from Destin, Florida, all the way into Alabama, you know, which is this big swipe of territory that all these planes and the winds are going to bring in from all four corners right around the Bay of the Holy Spirit in Mobile Bay.
It's going to be a hub.
And I was just on Mobile Bay, you know, the Bay of the Holy Spirit with Brett Holderbaum, a spiritual son to me in the Lord. And
something awesome happened while you were there.
Yeah, and we were about to get off and go eat at Felix's. If you get a chance to go to Felix's in Mobile, you want to go there, an old seafood restaurant, great food. And I'm telling him about what the Lord has laid on my heart, because what he told me is very, very specifically is that if the justice has to come down before the outpouring of provision is going to come. And it's very specific. I've talked about this before, gold rain. You've seen the gold on our intros. That's the gold rain that God's shown me, that once justice is served, once God's gavel comes down on the bench, think about this. Once it comes out on the bench, the moment that happens, provision begins to get released. And it's God judging the evildoer. And what you're seeing right now, I know that in our nation, maybe around the world, we're literally seeing the Justice Department holding back justice. Hmm. Where God's wanting to serve justice and just like, you know, let's clean everything out, let's get everything right, let's just humble ourselves. And there's this tension between our very own Justice Department's holding back. But while I was telling him this, the glory of God, John, fell right on top of it. It just enveloped us. He was halfway in the driver's seat getting out, and I was halfway in the passenger seat getting out, and God's glory just hugged us and was like, you got something right. That was right, right? And we just kind of got overtaken by the glory, not just the glory of God, the weightiness on the side of the Bay of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And so I want to encourage you, we're just going to break, and we haven't got to what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about it after this break, which is a prophetic word coming to pass, prophesied by Pastor John Kilpatrick about people being hungry for the truth again. But understand this, start praying for justice to come down like a mighty river. The justice of God to come down. Now, push yourself under the blood. Realize the justice of God outside of the grace of God in your life means it comes down upon us. But when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and you repent for your life and of sin, then the justice comes. Our heart has already come down on Jesus. Mm. But justice has to come. Things have to break loose. And in this particular vision that God showed me, that nobody believed it was going to happen. But it didn't matter because it still came down. And the moment that gavel, John, touched that gavel pad, rain came down. It was gold shavings of rain just pouring down on this courtroom. And you couldn't even see, so it was so thick. So I just want to pray over you right now. I know that we're extended this thing, but I just want to pray over you. And I just want to speak hope over you.
Yes.
Listen, if you feel hopeless, if really, you probably maybe said this, maybe this is you going like, I just feel like everything's a sham. I preached the Bible, I preached something I once believed in, and I don't even know if I believe in it anymore, and what's going on, and the whole thing, that's just the enemy attacking you. It's all the same. You just needed some rest. You need to get under the glory of God and rest and be refreshed, like Isaiah, I forget the name of the sabbatical, that you need to be able to kick back and rest. And once you do that, you know, you do that under the glory of God. So don't give up. Point your heart towards God. Cry out for revival. Whatever it takes, be willing to do whatever it takes for you to be a part of what God's going to do in this day. It's going to be the greatest harvest you've ever seen before in your life. Mm. And as a matter of fact, it's going to come over the internet and online, and it's going to bring in the greatest harvest you've ever seen. As a matter of fact, take a look at this now.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
Listen, we're fixing to go to break, but this is happening. I want you to be a part of it. Write to us, comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Forget what everybody's saying. You got to be wanted like the one with the issue of blood. You got to go after God. And yeah. if you draw near to Him, He's not a liar. He says, I will draw near to you, and you're going to encounter God right where you are, but also what God's going to be doing in this day. So make sure you join us after this break. We're going to hear this prophetic word from Pastor John Kilpatrick that took place in 2017. But we're going to show you the manifestation of the answer to that particular prophetic word right now, truth.
And we want to hear from you. Comment below. Let us know if God's been speaking to you about this move of God, and put your prayer request, because we want to join with you in this and believe together for this outpouring.
We'll be right back.
I want you to understand, you're looking at a man that believes in the power of prayer. Jesus didn't say pray, He said say. If you keep this business up of speaking what you're feeling, the devil's going to play with your feelings all the time. Some of you people have been really fought lately with heaviness, discouragement, you can't figure it out. It's because you're falling into that ditch where the devil's got you going by your feelings. Don't go by your feelings, go by your faith and your belief. Read your Bible. Stop listening to man. Read your Bible. We don't have a fallen mind anymore. We are believers. We know. Stop talking about that you're going to die. Start talking and say, God is going to raise me up, put His life in me. I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to be used for the kingdom. I believe every person under the sound of my voice is a believer, and you believe. The problem is, start saying what you believe.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all, to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor.
Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, Pastor John Kilpatrick prophesied a word in 2017. It's an awesome word. You can hear the whole thing. As a matter of just a moment, but part of that word, he prophesied about truth taking place, and we're going to talk about that right now. But first, let's go back and hear what happened in, I believe, January of 2017. And by the way, those who don't understand prophecy, prophecy is history in advance. In other words, God was telling us about today then, but now we're in today, we can go back and look what was said then and go, that's a true prophetic word. Let's hear Pastor John Kilpatrick and a prophecy that was spoken by him in 2017. Check it out.
I was riding along the highway last Thursday evening. I was engaged in a conversation by cell phone with my administrator regarding budget matters. As I was listening to her answer a question, I heard Holy Spirit interrupt me and said, "How do you spell Truman?" I thought for a moment, and I said, T-R-U-M-A-N. He then said, "How do you spell Trump?" And I said, T-R-U-M-P. I immediately made the connection. He proceeded to ask me, "Who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back to the Holy Land?" I said, "General Eisenhower." The Lord said to me, "I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homes." What was will be again. He then asked me, "How do you spell truth?" I said, T-R-U-T-H. The Lord said, "He's changing the appetites of people. Instead of the public now rejoicing in rumors, they will now become excited to hear the truth again. They will develop a love for the truth and reject the lies as well as the liars. This will not be true of everyone in every place, but a shift has already happened. Truth had fallen in the streets, but I tell you, I'm lifting it up again, and it shall cause great rejoicing. I, the Lord, have done this by my own power, by my right arm of might, and by my justice." Give God praise. Hallelujah.
This is such a powerful word, and we've seen so many things like this come to pass that was spoken in that word. We don't talk about everything, but there's one specific thing we want to talk about today. And if you remember when this word was given, everybody was believing lies and is like, and deep in the lie. And you thought, there's no way they could, I mean, how is this going to happen?
That's right.
But God said it would happen. But listen to this one part of that word again about truth. Just a little piece of it, because we're going to show it actually coming to pass. Just a little smidgen of that truth. Take a look.
He then asked me, "How do you spell truth?" I said, T-R-U-T-H. The Lord said, "He's changing the appetites of people. Instead of the public now rejoicing in rumors, they will now become excited to hear the truth again. They will develop a love for the truth and reject the lies as well as the liars. This will not be true of everyone in every place, but a shift has already happened. Truth had fallen in the streets, but I tell you, I'm lifting it up again, and it shall cause great rejoicing. I, the Lord, have done this by my own power, by my right arm of might, and by my justice." Give God praise. Hallelujah.
This is so awesome. So I want you to see this. Literally, a movement has started called the Walk Away Program. And they're walking away from things that weren't true.
Lies.
As a matter of fact, AJ, the realist, and you're fixing to see him, and give him time. He's going to talk through something because he's going to show you where he was lied to and he believed the lie. But he began to find the truth, and all he wants is the truth. And this is happening all over America, at least I know. But take a look. This is the power of God, what John Kilpatrick prophesied seeing come to pass, even in AJ's life. Take a look.
"I hated you, America. I hated everything about you. I hate everything you stood for. I hated your freedom. I hated your constitution. I hated your freedom of speech when that speech did not align with my own beliefs. I hated the right that you gave your people to bear arms. I hated your slavery period. I hated your racism. I hated your favoritism of one group of your people above the rest. I hated your capitalist system. I hated your income inequality and your social injustices. I hated your intolerances. I hated your wars. I hated your domination in the world. I hated your discrimination against women. And I hated much more about you, America. But I was wrong, America. You are much better than that, America. You're much more greater than that, and you're much more magnificent than that. I was deceived, America. I was deceived. And today I acknowledge that I was wrong, and I acknowledge that mistake. America, I was taught to hate you by the political left. I was taught to hate you by mainstream media, by MSNBC, by CNN, and New York Times, and many others. I was taught to hate you by my professors. I was taught to hate you by the countless authors that wrote books about you. But they were wrong, America. They taught me to hate you because you dropped the most dehumanized and vicious weapon and vicious bomb in the world, the nuclear bomb. But they did not teach me that it was necessary, that you were forced to use it, America, for the greater good. They taught me that your capitalist system generates income inequality and social injustices. But they did not teach me that your capitalist system, the system that you created, America, lifted up hundreds of millions of people up from poverty. They taught me that you love wars, America, and that you love blood. They were wrong, America. They did not teach me that you saved the world, the entire world, countless times. In World War I, in World War II, in Cold War, from communism that massacred at least 100 million people, from communism that this country defeated and to which the left is trying to revive. They were wrong, America. They taught me that you were racist, America, but they did not teach me that the Democratic Party invented the KKK and implemented Jim Crow laws. They were wrong, America. They taught me that you discriminate against women, but they did not teach me that your women enjoy the most freedoms in the world, and that your citizens in general and your people in general enjoys the most freedoms in the world, to which the left is trying to appeal. They were wrong, America. I was deceived, America. America, you are a force for good. They did not teach me that the countries that you fought against, that your previous enemies, are prospering and are prosperous countries today because of you, America. They did not teach me that Germany, South Korea, and China are where they are today because of you, America. Because you are a force for good, America. America, they were wrong. America, that's why I walked away from the left. That's why I left the left, America. The left hates you, America. The left preaches hatred against you, America. And they are wrong. And a lot of them are deceived, just like me. I call upon all the true lovers of this country, the patriots of this country. As we are approaching the November elections, do not think of it in terms of Democrats versus Republicans, blue versus red. Think about it in terms of destruction versus construction. Think about it in terms of evil versus good. Think about it in terms of anti-America and for America. I call upon all of you to start using hashtag #LoveAmerica in your posts. Let's show some appreciation to this great nation.
Listen, I encourage you, if you haven't yet, go follow AJ the Realist. You're looking at people beginning to tell the truth. This is hashtag walk away. People are walking away from lies. They're not walking away from parties. They're like, this is a lie. I wanted the truth. And for so long, just like Pastor John Kilpatrick prophesied, people were locking into lies, but he says they'll no longer want that. They don't want rumors. They don't want lies, half-truths. They want the truth. And I just salute AJ. I encourage you to follow him on his YouTube channel and any other way. This is people just like him that are saying, I want truth. In these upcoming elections, let me tell you something. It's not about right or left or yellow or red or blue or all that. It's literally about destruction, because just like he said it, or life. There's so many words that we've given over time to show you. I mean, Rick Joyner prophesied about this literally destructive spirit coming over America, because people are not fighting for the country. There's some people that are fighting to destroy America. And when you if you destroyed America, it's going to reflect all over the world. Now we're seeing America be blessed, and all the nations of the world are being blessed through America being blessed. It's a force for good, everything that AJ said. So I want to encourage you right now. First of all, if you're not registered to vote, get registered to vote. Secondly, hang out with AJ a little bit to find out how you need to vote. You know, somebody that understands, you know, both sides of what's going on. But in fear and trembling, participate. You know, participate in voting, because in some countries have war to be able to determine which way a country's going to go. And in America, we vote, and it's that kind of aggression that you go out and you vote. But this is very powerful, and understand and be open for people to change their mind. You know, once we know better, we do better. And there's so many people joining in the hashtag walk away. And maybe that's you, and you're thinking about, I want to get brave like AJ and other ones who are stepping out now and saying, because a lot of people felt fearful, they felt intimidated. Yeah. You know the reason why? Because, you know the reason why? Because they had a reason to be fearful. They were being threatened. They were being ostracized. They knew if they stepped up for truth and stepped up for America and stepped up for the Constitution and stepped up for the true history of America, then people who wanted to destroy it would try to destroy them. But guess what? These are brave people. I think these people will be talked about forever in our history, because God has plans for America. God is going to save America, and Great Awakening is coming, and revival is coming, and it's just awesome. But you got to stand up, and you got to vote, and you got to listen to truth. I want to encourage you to do that right now. And if you've been held captive by those things, and you kind of discouraged, and you didn't want to step up, AJ set the example. You know, we need to be just like him and kind of stand up, you know, for what's right, not political parties, just what's right. And then do what's right when it comes to the election and stepping up. And you're going to find out it's really a small number of folks that are doing that. They just happen to have the mic and happen to have the places of leadership. But God's shifting that. He's draining the whole everywhere areas like that. So I just want to pray for you right now. First of all, we want to hear from you. You know, comment below. What do you think about what we're talking about, Pastor John Kilpatrick's word? What do you think about, you know, AJ? I mean, and we can hashtag, you know, I love America, you know. And it's beautiful. You know what's taking place. And make sure to follow him on his YouTube channel, on his social media, because people like him, you know, I really admire people
like
that.
This movement's getting very, very large, and it's encouraging. It's a good sign.
It's a very good sign. So I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for AJ. We just bless him, Lord God. We pray protection, Lord, over him and all those that are walking away from the lies, Lord God, that just speak just an armor around them. Send your angels to protect them, Lord God, and help us to learn to be bold speakers of truth. God, I pray right now for our country, for our nation. We pray for every educator, Father God, that people that are teaching lies in our schools, that you would remove them, or they would change their mind and begin to teach truth from the beginning to the end. Lord, in all the media that's broadcasting things that are untrue about our nation and untrue about our Constitution and untrue about our history, Lord, that you would just remove them from their high places, God, and replace them with people that just report the truth, whatever's happening, Father God. Lord, we just bless them right now. I bless you. I speak healing over you. I speak courage over you. I speak walking away over you. And I say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for. You know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it.
And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become an have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function. And realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, there's so many people. In history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but he won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers, and they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God. You can go back and watch that on BFN TV, maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too,
mm-hmm.
who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. Mm. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we'd want to be married at, or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they're not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today, and everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ, because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ. You loved each other. You ate together. You blessed each other. You blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys. And so, when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody mm-hmm. knows your name, and it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, mm-hmm. and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go, and there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, you don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular of that gathering or that church, you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, this is where God's called me, so I'm here to help you out, whatever you need. And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, serving, helping him or her carry that load. And I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and you're, you know, it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship Him and learn the teachings, you know, dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And mm-hmm. and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you.